Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. And hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Kevin and Allie?
Yes.
Well, this is Secondhand Cindy.
Secondhand Cindy! Oh, we've been waiting to hear from you. How are you?
I thought she was dead.
No, just people around me.
Secondhand Cindy. That's the third hand smoke they're getting at that point. Wait, Secondhand Cindy. Oh, my. One of my favorite people on planet Earth. I had not heard from you in ages. An original listener to the show. We go back many years. You can hear in that voice. She loves a cigarette or two. You still smoke, Cindy?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm smoking now.
Oh,
God bless you.
I love it. You know, Secondhand Cindy is the first time she ever called in. I can't remember why you were calling into our show, but then we pivoted completely and we all tried to guess what brand of cigarettes you smoke, and I believe it was Camels.
Non-filter.
That's right.
Camel,
you can hear that.
Yeah,
the filter's for pussies, right, Cindy?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
I love Secondhand Cindy. To me, is as good as you get as a person. I mean, at one point, and I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn here, but you lived in your car. Is that right?
Correct.
And then when your life started to get back on track, you no longer needed that car. So you spray painted the entire car to promote our show and just left it in a parking lot of a grocery store.
Correct. Plus drove up and down giving you free advertising.
Yeah.
We had no advertising budget. Still don't.
Yeah, no one does anything. And this woman's driving around California in a car that looks like it was gang tag, but regardless, thank you. And I haven't heard from you in ages. Where do you live now?
I live in Reseda, the valley.
Oh, you're in the valley.
Oh, so you live down here.
Yes, I do. What song was that? Tom Petty, Free Fallin'.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's good.
And I think... Because I follow you, Secondhand Cindy, on Instagram.
She's on Instagram?
Yes, Secondhand Cindy's on Instagram. And I believe your handle is Secondhand Cindy, is it not?
It is.
Yes.
It
is. Client, I didn't even tell you. She sent me a voice message on Instagram.
What?
Yeah, I have it.
I am driving to the valley. I'm listening to you guys, but it's breaking up. Period. I will try and call... when I get to San Luis Obispo, period. If not, I'll call tomorrow morning, period. Okay. I'm so glad you guys are back together and so happy.
Oh, Cindy.
You guys are going to be successful. I knew it. I knew you would. I will follow you guys all the time.
Oh.
Secondhand Cindy is back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Period.
What a message, Secondhand Cindy. You got to leave more of those.
I will. Would you, do you guys need more advertising?
Why, yeah, you have another car?
Yeah, we could use any promotion we can get. I'm telling you right now, this company is cheap and they're broke. And anything you can do to help spread the word about our show would be great.
I'd be willing to do that, you guys. And I tell everyone about you guys.
Listen, anytime we can get a new listener, every day we hear from somebody that's, I'm leaving L.A., I took a job in Texas, I'm not, sorry, I'll never be able to hear you again. So it's important we get people to move into L.A. that know who we are. And secondhand, Cindy, I just found this. This was the theme song, Allie, that was recorded to celebrate this beautiful woman. I don't know if she's heard this in years, but take a listen. Remember this throwback?
Second hand, Cindy. Oh, my God.
Do you love your song?
I do.
Hey, what is your drink of choice, secondhand Cindy?
My drink of choice?
Yes, that's right.
Actually, I'm drinking a bottle of champagne right now.
Nice.
Oh, we got to get her on the Alcoholic Avengers.
Celebrating, yeah.
Yes.
What's your brand? What's your brand of champagne?
Actually, I have a cheap bottle. It's just Corbel.
Now that we're reconnected, this phone is as good as yours. Call anytime. Just on the 800 number. Let's not get too close. But, you know, we'll answer the calls.
And I'll hit you in the DMs.
We have an event coming up that we'll get into, a couple of show events. We'd love you to be there with us.
I would love it. I would love that.
Secondhand Cindy. What a treat. Good to hear from you. Always great to hear from
we
you.
Love
there she
you.
Is.
I love you guys. I will talk to you soon.
Corbel Cindy for the Alcoholic Avengers, Allie. Oh, man. Imagine that. Need a champagne drinker in the crew. Hold on.
Yeah, but only cheap champagne.
This was suggested earlier today on the Goat Line that we take some of these wonderful people we've met by doing this show, including Four Loko Freddy.
And but the Bud Light
the
Bros.
The Bud Light Bros. We can throw in Corbel Cindy now.
Mm-hmm. And somebody on the text line offered to be Moonshine Megan.
Great. I mean, only
so
if they're a real drinker of the moonshine. We're creating our very own Alcoholic Avengers. I mean, this message was so great we got this morning.
Hey, Klein. Hey, Allie. And, you know, we have Four Loko Freddy now. We got the Bud Light Bros. You know, I was thinking maybe we could have, like, a Corona Carlos or, like, a Modelo Martin or something like that. You know, have, like, the Alcoholic Avengers. Something like that. Yeah, let me know. Let me know what you guys think of it. Maybe I could pick up a new hobby of drinking or something.
No, we're okay.
No one needs that.
We're good.
Come on.
I think the crew is full.
Jake, right? Weird beer guy.
We don't need that guy. I don't need any.
I need some weird beer.
I don't want some fake guy to get in on it and just wants to be a part of it. These are
no,
real.
No, no, no.
Weird beer.
They have to be dedicated drinkers.
Like
of
the Bud Light Bros are as dedicated as you get to alcohol. The only thing they like as much as our show is their drinking. Probably they would take drinking over our show any day.
Secondhand City.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning, that Allie. She's drinking a bottle of Corbel right now.
And we talked to Four Loko Freddy at like 6:15 and he was drinking.
So this is the real deal. This Alcoholic Avengers is going to be the future of this show.
Come on, Marvel. Are you listening?
I am excited
for
this.
You have a hit on your hand.
Costumes to be made, I'm sure, by all of the people. They'll have to make their own costumes. And we'll just go on like a little bar tour with our Alcoholic Avengers.
Well, I know everyone's criticizing Marvel because they're starting to do like a young Avengers. It's like the new generation.
Get
rid of them.
This is the future.
Yes.
You secondhand Cindy, that's a motivator right there.
The AA Avengers.
God, I can't. The AA Avengers. This is something. We have stumbled into greatness yet again. This is our very own Vanessa. I mean, she delivers usually bad news. But in this particular case, just after listening to the podcast, this is what Vanessa did. She's never said anything inspirational the entire time she's been here. And then this.
Hey, guys. I just heard today's Showbar Time. I loved it. I loved the interruptions. I loved Nicole on it. I loved Weatherly on it. I loved me on it. I love that Johnny story. It's juicy. I love the jokes. I love the cussing. I loved it all. This was such a good show or time, and it wasn't live, but it's okay because you could download it. But anyways, good job, guys. That's it. I think we need to keep doing them. Everyone likes these. You're so free and funny. But you're funny every day, but you're more funny. Anyways, yeah, that's it. Good job.
Very strange.
Did I get a raise or what's happening? You know, there's no raises coming here anytime soon.
I think, were you high, Vanessa?
I wasn't. I was driving and I just had such a good time, like in my car listening to the Showbar Time that I'm like, I have to let you know. I want to hype you up.
It was nice.
Let me start.
I love the jokes. I love the cussing. So I love me.
It was juicy. The real problem with the whole thing. I mean, the issue is what happened with Postmaster Johnny. And there's so many messages about specifically the conversation we got into involving Johnny and a stolen painting. And I mean, just some of the comments about it are as follows.
Sweet divots, you guys. I got two things. I have two things I want to say. First, Johnny, what? Dude, you literally stole Klein's painting and erased his name? Oh my gosh, man.
So here's what happened, and I'll sum it up for you very quickly. But on our holiday party, we did a stupid paint and pour party. I decided to be a team player. I made a painting. It was a snowman. The snowman had a carrot for a – I'd moved the carrot from the nose to the dong. It was very funny. Everyone had a good laugh. I was proud of the painting, but I don't really care about it. It could have gone in the trash. It wouldn't have bothered me at all. I did sign my name on it because I was proud of it.
Wow. Original Kevin Klein?
It was original. Yeah. The only time I've painted anything is probably since elementary school, and I decided let's go ahead and – but whatever. The thing was in the office. Johnny decided it would be a good opportunity for him to flirt with the woman who works downstairs at the cafe.
Yeah, he's been trying to flirt with her for a while now. He's getting breakfast burritos every day.
So he brought her the painting. No harm, no foul. He came and
told. Didn't ask you, though.
Didn't ask me, no. But I don't really care about that part. He said that the painting got put up on the wall because they also thought it was hilarious and seasonal, and they put it up and they hung it up on the wall.
Okay. Which is funny that they put a snowman with a D carrot up in their restaurant.
Right, because universally people love that. Yeah. It's a great gag. And I said, great, I'd love to see it. He goes, well, I don't think you need to go see it. It's not like it's anything to really look.
It looks like.
And I said, he says, they won't even know you did it. And I said, well, it's got my name on it. I signed it. He goes, not anymore, you didn't. I said, what? He goes, yeah, I scratched out your signature and wrote my own name on it.
Yeah, because he gave it to her like, I made this for you, girl.
So the intention is
to get in her pants?
No, this whole story is a little backwards, first of all.
Johnny, that is the intention. Let's start with the intention. What was the intention?
Let's start, okay? I didn't even bring it up. Her brother was catering that event that we were, our paint party, whatever. So he was telling her once I went downstairs to go get food, he was telling her, 'cause she was there, you got to see this guy's painting. He was walking around with this painting. It was so funny. And she turned around with the quickness and was like, where's the painting? I want to see it. Bring me the painting. I want to see it.
You're saying my painting was getting buzzed by the caterers?
Yes. And what's crazy is...
okay. Yeah, that level of buzz is appropriate.
No. Right. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Omar.
It's very clever. It's a
you
very
know what's
clever
funny
painting.
Is that Allie's of all of this...
I've worked really hard
Allie's
on
so
my
jealous because she worked so hard on hers and
nobody
no one cares
about mine. No one stole mine.
No one talked about Allie's dumb painting. No. Sitting right there in the office.
Whatever, Vanessa likes it.
So I had to come upstairs, and I was like, okay, I'll go get it. I had to come upstairs and come find it because I thought we threw it out. I didn't even know where that helped.
Wait,
the thing
so the
it
caterer was.
Was
saying this was, guy painted a painting, and it was really funny. And did the guy think that it was you?
Yeah, because I was walking around with it showing everybody, so everybody
so
thought it was
thought
mine.
He thought it was your painting.
And Klein put his initials KK on the bottom, and it was so tiny. Like, nobody could see that. So easily I ran upstairs, scratched off his name and with the black Sharpie.
You didn't have a part of your head that said...
Not at all, because I knew as soon as you threw it out or just like left it lying about, I was like, it's free game. He doesn't give a damn about this painting. I'm about to make somebody's day. So I literally came upstairs, wrote to Kat and Will, and then I wrote with love, da-da-da-da, and then I wrote my Instagram handle at the bottom.
In like really big letters.
Yeah.
Like he wrote all over this painting.
Oh, yeah.
And then he brought it downstairs.
Kind of ruined my painting. You wrote all over with a Sharpie, and then you took full credit, and not only did you not give the show any credit, you put your...
They hung it. That's what's crazy.
I know, Johnny, but... And I know your goal here is to get laid.
No,
right?
It's not to get laid.
What is your goal?
She's really cool. She's really sweet.
So you don't want to have sex with her?
You just start trying to cuddle hard.
Just trying to cuddle spoon hard. And
yeah.
Yeah.
People are losing a lot of respect for you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. You guys talk about Johnny like he's this ladies' man. You guys call him the Riz Master. But what you guys said on the Shower Time podcast, that's not Riz. That's some bitch, dude. Giving Klein's painting to some girl to try to get in her pants after... desperately going after for the past couple months or whatever. That's like something Chandler would do on Friends to try to impress a girl or something. That is just super lame. It's probably the lamest thing I've heard. So I don't know if you guys can keep calling Johnny the Rizmaster. That's some pretty bitch right there.
Wow.
So has it worked at least?
That's the same fool that calls every day. That guy doesn't care.
All right, hold on. I'll play you other messages. You want other messages?
Hold on, wait. Also, what did you guys talk about on the podcast yesterday? The one day I don't go and it's a... like obviously like the greatest show like in the world.
I wonder why.
The hell is Jake's on the mic all day long. That's why.
Postmaster, but for real, are you trying to get into this lady's pants?
No,
or
it was
yes,
not even
like, what?
No, let's be real. Let's be real. So I'll put it out there clearly right now. It was not me trying to get a girl. I've never like pursued a girl.
You have been talking talking about?
What are you talking about? That's all you do.
Because
you're
obsessed with her. No, because it was amicable, and she was like really cool. She made me a coffee one time, and I'm sure she was like, "Oh, I made this on accident."
She works at a restaurant.
That's her job. Is to make
coffee. No, I'll be straight up.
She made me a breakfast burrito because I ordered it.
Everybody, calm down. You're saying you think she likes you because the woman who makes coffee for her job made you a coffee?
I'll tell you what. As soon as I gave her that painting with my Instagram handle on it. So I'm driving away. 12 minutes later.
Listen to this.
Same little bitch.
She followed you.
Listen to this.
Right on an airplane? I cannot believe
this guy is so mad at Johnny for doing what he did, and I don't blame this guy. I mean, listen.
Oh, my gosh, man. The same little bitch who cried on an airplane? I cannot believe you did this. You got some real issues, man. I don't think any girl's worth doing something like that, and you really can't rely on talking to her or your own looks, dude. Like, it just goes to what I always thought about you, and you ain't that good looking, bro.
Johnny has been talking to her though for a long time. You've been trying to make it happen. Johnny, will you at least post this picture of the painting, because I want everyone to see exactly what you've done to Klein's painting.
Postmaster, would you mind? Oh, sorry to interrupt, but I was hoping that we could talk to this girl.
Oh, I was going to say the same thing.
Can we get her
on? I
think
she should know the truth.
Absolutely.
Sure. You can call her if you want.
You have her number?
I do have a number, yeah.
All right, and would you be upset if we explained to her that was not your painting?
No, not at all.
She'll want to sleep with Klein instead.
If she's awake.
I'd like to sleep with her. I earned this, I think. I deserve it more than you. All right, come on. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, Alley over there. Mr. Brightside right here. Klein sometimes accused of being negative.
Sometimes.
But today, at least for this hour, I will be positive. And if I break and do anything or say anything that is negative, or say something sucks, or I don't like it, or that's stupid, or make a joke at someone's expense, then I guess I'm no longer Mr. Brightside, and that's when you call and claim your trip to Vegas so that we can get you on a plane, a couple of seats, a couple of nights at a hotel, and give you that full Vegas experience to celebrate 20 years of the Hot Fuss album release.
Before we get into the stories, I just wanted to see what you thought about this story, Klein. This happened recently, where Jimmy Fallon was singing with Green Day in the subway, and here's how it sounded. This is Jimmy Fallon singing with Green Day. Wasn't that so cool? Isn't Jimmy Fallon so awesome and funny?
I like Green Day.
And what do you think of Fallon?
I like it. I admire anyone that can make a career doing what he does.
818 said this is so uncomfortable hearing Klein actually trying to be positive because he literally doesn't know what to do. 909 said, I'm in the car and my baby is crying.
Love a crying baby. Who doesn't?
Because I think it's uncomfortable with what's going on.
I will not break. I mean, I listen, on the bright side, on the Mr. Bright side, huh? When I do break, someone will get a trip to Vegas.
714, Klein's joy is creeping me out.
Ah, I love you. So you each have a story that you'd like to present. And I know that you have all been in your little secretive lair coming up with the plan for this hour. And I think it's great.
Well,
I love good teamwork.
Do you want to hear all three of them?
Sure does.
Okay.
Do I get to choose, or you're all going to share with me your great stories?
Well, I mean, I just thought for your benefit, you should be able to choose. But it seems like we have extra time. If you want to hear all three, I think we can make it happen.
Yeah, I don't have a story. I misunderstood the assignment. I just have something that I know will make them break.
Go ahead.
Because... So I have some country music that I like to present for you, and I like to get your take on each song that I'm going to present for you, and, you know,
each
we can only
song.
Play the
That's
clips that we
music,
have time
Omar.
For.
I love it.
So,
love music.
The great Big and Rich, they have a song called Save a Horse. I want to get your thoughts on this great country classic.
Cause I saddle up my horse, and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway, Dudley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Klein.
Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
What do you think about that?
Rhymes.
He looks in pain.
It, It rhymes, and they rhymed the word pretty and city, which is not easy. So,
yep.
Good on them.
It's actually very easy.
All right, I'm going to do one more, okay?
Listen to me. I'm Mr. Brightside this hour. Nothing's going to faze me. I love
you
it.
Hear one more,
I'd like to hear more of that one.
Okay, okay, this last one. Smart. I'll do two clips here. I'm going to present.
And richer.
More horses.
I'm going to present for you the great Billy Ray Cyrus with his classic Achy Breaky Heart. And I know you're truly going to love this song. You can tell my arms go back. There it is. Is this your jam, Klein? You can tell my feet to
hit the floor. I think it's nice. Or you can tell my
lips to tell my feet. You love that twang, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sing it. Sing it if you know it.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart.
Go on, Klein.
I just don't think.
Ride a horse.
And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Do you love it?
Love it.
I love you trying to sing and just sing horse.
I was at a bar in Texas one time, and that song was on, and it was a lovely experience. And I felt very welcome there.
Oh, I wish you had the Spanish version, Omar.
Oh, me too.
Go ahead and do your story, Ellie, and I will find that.
All right.
Muchas gracias, Omar.
So when I was about 14 years old, I was cast as Nancy in the musical Oliver. And it was one of my first leading lady roles. And I was just a little bit nervous because it had come down to the final casting. And there was this girl that got the lead in everything. And I was like, oh, my gosh, am I going to get the role?
Can I ask a question in the middle of this? Great story.
I mean,
can
it would be great if you didn't interrupt. Okay.
Is anyone else allowed to say anything to?
Will we? It's a great story.
Yeah, Jake likes it. What about you, Omar?
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, it was between me and Chelsea Stock.
Oh, my
and
God.
I know. And I was like, oh, my gosh, who's going to get the role?
Hey,
that's not.
Who played that?
Hey!
Who played that?
What? I can't play sound effects?
What? But come on. You can't play goat line calls.
I'm not.
Okay. Dude.
Anyway, I was cast. It was double casting. So it was me and Chelsea Stock. We both got the part in the end. And I was so nervous when I saw the cast list. But I was on it and I got the role of Nancy. Now, Nancy is a whore. In Oliver. So I had to dress up in a corset where my boobs were being pushed up and out.
Klein,
and
what was that? Was it a little
did
thing
you just
did?
Get grossed out?
I threw up in my mouth a little bit, but I I did not say it out loud.
They were
not...
like this, Omar, or Klein. They were like pushed
Ellie
up like
squeezing
this.
Squeezing her breasts together.
And then
I do love breasts.
I had to put makeup over the breasts to make them pop
She's
out
She's got
more.
A wonky one though, right, Klein?
Yeah, because
nope.
they,
I had body to... is perfectly symmetrical.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look, the right one is a lot smaller, but I did fix it with makeup. And then when it was my time for the solo, I went out on stage and my mom was in the audience and I sang her signature song, which is As Long As
I Can't Do It. I can't,
Allie.
It's
me.
Allie, it's terrible.
I know
no,
where
stop
I
it. I'm done. I quit.
Be.
I quit.
I'll cling
no
on stage.
No one wants to turn her mic off. No one wants the story.
Boring.
It was painful and torturous. And I have to be honest, I speak on behalf of the audience. No.
My name is
Corazon. Okay. That's terrible.
What do you
too.
Think of that?
I
Come
hate
on,
I hate it all. And Fallon sucks. And that dub bit, he made Green Day worse somehow. And I cannot, it's not fun being positive all the time. And I'll tell you, Allie, that
I know
story
it made you
is not even a story. It's just a lot of names, and it goes nowhere. But good on you.
All right. Well, it was of what I have pictures and video, actually, of the performance, if you want it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jake.
I'd like to never be Mr. Brightside ever again. I can't. It hurts my soul.
Who are the killers thinking?
No, do it one more time for me.
No. Oh, thank God we got out of this before Jake went into his magic
you
to gather.
He was you want to hear about New Cards
he
Week?
He was the only one that was really excited about this. You guys were just
it's
trying
New Cards Weekend!
All right. No one cares. Jake, I say that with no respect. Nobody cares about New Cards Weekend. All right, well, look, a lot of people
Don't
put
break
up with
his heart.
Mr. Brightside.
His achy, breaky
I'm
heart.
Breaking your heart, Jake.
Come on, man.
All right, listen, we said the first one to call us, all you had to do is put up with all that, and all of you deserve tickets. As far as I'm concerned, every single person on the phone should go to Vegas right now because you had to listen to that story from Allie.
It wasn't a story. I was just telling you about some of my biggest accomplishments.
Hawthorne, you're the first caller through. I could not keep up being Mr. Brightside for more than 34 minutes this hour. It hurt my soul. And I assume that's why you're on our phones.
Yes.
John, congratulations. Yeah, you listened, you put up with it, and as a result, you're off to Vegas to see the Killers.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Have fun.
God damn it. Which story was the worst of everything you had to hear?
Oh, they were all horrible, especially the achy, breaky heart.
Yeah.
Don't tell my heart. Thank you. My achy, breaky heart.
All right. You know, when we met a guy last week, and he had a good look, very popular women. What was that guy's name that had the mustache? Do you remember? He had a name like
Telford.
And everyone thought he was good looking except Vanessa, because she said she doesn't like military people. And then when she got accused of being anti-military, she was explaining that she doesn't like the military look. It's really the short hair that gets to her. But then
she's
claimed,
not attracted to people who are in the right. Military look.
She claimed, though, that not only does she love military, she's got relatives in the military. And then to prove it, she gave us this.
Ooh-ha.
That was her salute yesterday. Not exactly right, but that was her salute. And you have inspired so much music just from that one. Who knew two little syllables?
Ooh-ha.
Would inspire so many songs that we've now received. Vanessa, I don't think you've heard any of these yet, but listen to this.
I belong with you, you belong with me, my sweetheart.
Ooh-ha.
See, you're a little off-key, but
you're... Ooh-ha.
This one's better because now you're rapping, I think.
I got that head notch when I step up in the place. Say, yo, I step correct.
Ooh-ha.
That's Vanessa and Busta, the combination.
She's just like standing in the corner going, wow.
Everyone wanted that one.
She's got flow.
This one may be the best one, Allie. Take a look.
It wasn't easy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
But nothing is. No.
Ooh-ha.
Yeah. That's good right there.
Ooh-ha.
So much passion.
That's a hype song.
Ooh-ha.
So you're very good at it, Vanessa. I just want you to know you should be proud of yourself.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh-ha.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh-ha.
Yeah. I love it. That's my favorite.
We have 20 more, Vanessa. You want to hear any more now, or do we have to go to break?
No, we got to go to break. Let's go.
Okay. Which one did you like the best of that crop?
If I had to choose the last one, but also I know I'm saying this wrong. Well, I'm not going to say it again. But yeah.
You were trying to say hoorah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know what you were getting at.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh-ha.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh-ha. There you go.
By the way, I think Vanessa would make a very good military leader.
Oh, my God, yes. She's a good leader here.
Everybody would be on time.
Yeah, we crack the whip every day.
Everyone would feel bad when they make a mistake.
Johnny's afraid of her, we found out.
Johnny's terrified. Johnny doesn't even like to come in. He got here this morning at 5:30. He sat in his car in the parking lot for a half an hour. Because he was terrified that he was going to come in and get yelled at by Vanessa. And I'm telling you, when we have a little meeting after the show, we talk about some stuff, we plan some stuff. God forbid any of us bring up anything that's not on task. Allie goes,
she cracks the whip.
She goes, all right, good story, whatever.
She goes, is this for the show?
Yeah, moving on, moving on.
If not, next.
You know how she is. She runs a tight ship.
She's the best.
It's the Cuban in her, you understand.
She's not Cuban.
Well, whatever.
You're going to piss her off. Go to break.
We'll be right back. Just down the hall in the bathroom. Let me just get Allie on the phone. Hold on. Allie, are you there?
I'm here and I'm blindfolded.
Okay, so you're with Vanessa? Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Is there any other people from the building that are going to the bathroom now as well?
Well, considering there are about three women who work here, no one else is in here.
All right. So you've got the bathroom to yourself for this blind wipe challenge. By the way, every single person on the text line, I started looking at it now that you're not in the studio. Every woman claims they could do this, no doubt. Every woman is so confident that they would have no problem picking out their favorite toilet paper just on feel alone from down there. And meanwhile, every guy on the text line is saying, that they're betting against you. They're saying Allie will lose this. 818, dude here, I buy different toilet paper for my house every week. Whatever's on sale is what we get. No complaints here. But like it's not one after the next. It's woman. A woman here 100% could pick this out. You have no idea the nerve endings we have in front. Like 1,000 taste buds. Is that true? Is that like 1,000 taste buds in the front?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're down there. It's like a dog nose.
That's hot. All right. I want to give you some words of encouragement. This was a message that was left on the goat line. Allie and I have a big bet about this. She's got 5 different toilet papers. She thinks she can pick Charmin, no problem. She cannot feel them with her hands. She's wearing gloves, and she's blindfolded. Vanessa will hand her the toilet papers one at a time. But there was this message that was left for you on the goat line.
Allie, you're an idiot. You said to client, after client said, how much do you want to bet? Why does it always have to be about money? And he says, no, it could be about anything. And you said, I want a really expensive dinner. What do you think that's about? That's about money. I know you're going to eat food, but it's about money. He has to spend a lot of money. Jesus, you could have said so many things that don't involve anything to do about money, but you still chose something with money. Come on, Allie. Think before you talk. Sweet of it.
All right.
I want an experience with you. I want you to take me out for a nice night.
We just had a dinner together, like 2 weeks ago, a nice dinner together.
I know, it was great. I want another one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, we have a nice dinner up for grabs. If I win, I would like to not go to dinner with you.
I'll have to take some other loser out to dinner.
That's right. You'll have to go out to dinner with Jake if I win.
Yeah, dibs.
Oh, damn it.
That'll be great because so Allie will be so mad and Jake will love it so much that that's what I want. So, all right. Go ahead, Vanessa. Whenever you're ready to hand her the first cup, Allie's going to first wipe. At the end, we will reveal the results.
All right. By the way, it's really hard to pass toilet paper blindfolded. I don't know where her hand is. All right. I have the first one. And I can already tell just through the gloves that this is not Charmin.
Well, so you're not using the right area then. You shouldn't be using your hands to figure that out at all.
I can feel through the gloves.
Well, that's why you should have had on the oven mitts. This is why I said oven mitts, Omar. You know this.
Yeah.
All right, hold
on.
That's
how it smells,
over.
Allie.
She like asparagus.
Vanessa, do I smell? She says no.
Right.
All right.
Yeah,
I've done the first one.
First one, you're claiming is not Charmin. Well, why don't you wait till you feel everything?
It's not Charmin. If I had to guess right now, I think that one's the Cottonelle brand.
Did you actually go potty?
No. I went potty earlier, away from everybody.
Oh, you did, but you used the company toilet paper?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the worst one by far, right? No doubt. That's even worse than Scott, I think.
Totally.
Okay, number two is definitely a not good toilet paper. If I had to guess right now, I'd say this is the Scott. This is either the Scott or the generic store brand.
Yeah, Scott!
Are you using that in the front or the back?
I'm using it everywhere, client, everywhere.
Oh, you're going all over. Interesting.
I'm going everywhere. I'm doing a nice long wipe around.
If you're just joining us this morning, yes, you are listening to a woman wipe herself on the radio, but it's for science, so.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for number three.
Giving her the third one now. Allie's blindfolded and she's got gloves on, so she can't use her fingers to feel.
Okay, this one's nice.
I feel so bad for Vanessa being in that room.
Yeah,
man.
Vanessa, I'm sorry. Tell Vanessa we're sorry.
She says she's good. You're good,
okay,
right,
okay.
Vanessa?
She's good. Why doesn't she get in the stall with
get
you?
Get a closer look, Vanessa, you're all good.
I can't even hear her.
Mm-hmm. This one's nice.
Three is nice, you're saying.
Yep. This one feels good. I want to wipe a little longer.
Okay, interesting. So she's three. She's thinking three is the best one so far.
All right, three is good.
Two other
ones. I'm ready for four. Okay. Man, okay, this one is nicer too.
Ooh, here we go.
But if I'm going to guess this one, I think that this is the generic Kirkland. I think this is the Charmin knockoff.
That's
number
what
four.
You think four is knockoff. You're feeling that with your butt is helping, telling you that, or the front area?
Yeah. You know, it's more the taint.
The taint. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, got some good feeling there. Okay. All right. So that's that.
They can use number that on five. Their whatever number four is, they can use that on their packaging now. Feels good on the taint.
Okay, this is bad too. This one's not good.
Four, five's not good, you're saying?
No, five's not good. I think this is, again, this is either the Scott or the generic store brand. This
five is actually just up. Jake's hand. Take your blindfold off. There's Jake. All right.
I don't even know if the toilet's going to flush. There's so much.
Oh, no.
That's going to be a problem.
I think I created a clock.
All right, Allie, do you think you know, based on what you just experienced, which one you feel confident?
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a huge bet on the line.
All right. Hold on.
Pull your pants up like a big girl and come back in the studio. Oh, she's flushing.
Oh my God, none of it's going down. Oh my God.
Oh boy, really?
Oh no, this is not good, guys.
Do you see my fish in there?
I gotta run away.
Did my fish come up?
Oh, hi, Reddy.
Hey, it's Reddy. All right, get back in the studio. Swim back over here.
Okay.
Which one do you think? Which one do you think it is, Allie?
I think it's number three or four.
I have the list right here. She's still between two of them.
Somebody get David Field a plunger in there.
It's K-Rock. Allie's back in the studio now, fresh off of the blind wipe test. Brian, quickly, you're on the phone at 800-520-1067. We'll give you the results in a moment. What's up?
Hey, what are you guys going to do with those pieces of toilet paper Allie's using? And I think me and Omar might want to go have these and... you know, hang out with a little bit.
Allie is already...
Don't bring me into that.
What? These are your people, Omar. Don't separate yourself. That toilet paper has not only been flushed because Allie has officially clogged the toilet in the ladies' room.
It's clogged. We tried a few times and then ran away.
Congratulations. Allie is now responsible for that clog.
I think it's the first woman's clog here.
Vanessa, if you could send out a big email to the company and let them know that Allie apologizes for clogging that toilet, that would be great. All right, Allie, you tried five different brands. Kirkland brand, a Scott brand, a Charmin brand, a Cottonelle brand, and a generic store brand of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
You were convinced that you would have no problem figuring out which was the Cottonelle,
which was the Charmin.
That's your brand of choice. Allie is cheap about everything in life except toilet paper. She goes top shelf.
Because I think in the end, it's worth the investment. I think you use less toilet paper, and again, it doubles as Kleenex. And
I'm convinced in my life, I had one roll of toilet paper that lasted me probably from college straight through the time I moved in with my wife. And now I think I go through a 36-pack of toilet paper every week. I cannot figure it out. I'm telling you right now, I don't remember ever buying toilet paper ever in my life until I lived with a woman.
Yeah.
And now I go through it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Allie says women get, if you live in a relationship, she's got two women, so I don't even know how you guys figure that out. But if you live in a relationship with a man and a woman, the woman gets to pick the toilet paper because they have double the use for it and they have more sensitivity. And as a result, they get their brand will reign supreme.
Yeah. And I've always picked the brand just because I do the shopping. And she's never complained because I get the good stuff.
All right. You've eliminated some of them immediately. So I've got the list here as to what you just wiped with. The blind wipe test. Do it at home. Have fun with it. Video going up shortly on Klein Alley Show. We put a toilet cam in Allie doesn't know about. You'll get to see everything.
What?
All right. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right.
It'll be good for numbers. All right, which one do you like? Would want to eliminate immediately?
So number one I'm going to eliminate because I'm pretty sure that was the Cottonelle. It was decent, but not great. Then the second one I'm going to eliminate as well because that one was super scratchy, and I think that was the generic store brand one.
Mm-hmm.
Then number three felt very sturdy. It felt nice. It felt like I was getting a lot of coverage, and it was cushy yet sturdy. So I think that's the Charmin Ultra Strong.
Hold on. Before you go on, Kyle's on the phone with a very important question. Kyle.
Klein, Allie, how's it going?
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, Klein, we got a question for you. Now, the next wager before we finish there is, did Fecal Allie wash her hands after this experiment?
Okay, great question. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm looking at them now. I see no moisture on those hands, mm-hmm. and I don't think she washed them because she doesn't. It's usually, but Vanessa was there, so she may have done one of those fake washes because there was someone in there with her. But that's a good side bet. Kyle, you want to go 20 with me on the side?
Let's do it.
You think she did or didn't?
I can't. I got to go with you, Klein. I got to say, I think she didn't.
All right. Once anyone want to go against us, I also feel like she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Sorry, I can't really bet.
Well, anyone? Allie, last call?
Allie, did you wash your hands?
I didn't.
She didn't. That's so gross.
I was wearing gloves.
That's so gross.
I was wearing gloves that I didn't pee.
You just wiped yourself five times. You didn't
with
wash.
With gloves on.
Oh, God, that's gross. God, you are gross.
Come on.
All right, here we go. Allie, at number four, you believe four is which one?
I think four is, that's the only one I'm not sure about, because I think three and four were the good ones. But I think that number four was the Kirkland brand, because it felt soft-ish, but I could see through it a little bit, Klein. So I think that that's the Kirkland brand. And then number five I eliminated because I think that's the crappiest. I think that's the Scott stuff.
Scott's the best.
I could feel this. I could still feel a little residual rash happening there from the number five.
All right. So you're saying three?
Yes, I'm saying three.
You're saying three. Number one, you're very wrong all over the place.
I
just
am?
For the record. You're wrong on a lot of things. Unfortunately, well, I'll just go ahead and tell you. Number one was the Kirkland Costco brand.
Oh,
that was
man.
One.
Okay.
Two was Jake's favorite, Scott.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I knew that was a crappy one.
Which you
one.
Called scratchy and unpleasant.
Yeah.
Number five was the generic store brand.
Okay.
Number four was Cottonelle with the...
Yes, I got it right!
And Allie's vagina and butt. We're successful in picking Charmin
Ultra Strong, which is not even the type I use. I use Ultra Soft, but I could tell the Ultra Strong.
So she's a big winner, and somehow we're all big losers. And this is K-Rock.
It's not a gift. It's more of a curse, but I'm more than happy to share this curse with you right now if you'd like some of it. And some people, it's a tough decision. I think there's very few decisions in your life you have to make that result in how someone else's life will play out. And if you do have the ability, the power to name another human, I mean, even naming a dog or a fish is not easy.
I know.
Naming another
fish names.
Well, this is
just the names of their colors.
Right. Reddy and Pinky. And then I think we had one named Butt or something. But the issue really is when you get to name a child. There's a lot of pressure on you to do it right. And so many names immediately get eliminated because anyone who anyone used to date gets crossed right off the list.
Katie would eliminate people that she had a crush on or just plain knew.
Yeah, it's like if you go through all of the names, and I know you could just make up new names. That's why every once in a while you meet someone and their name is you never heard it before. It's made up because they just go, we've gone through all millions, every name out there, and none of them work.
Yeah, and then you realize that it means boobies in another language.
Right.
And
I mean,
like,
that,
damn it.
Yeah, you can't even get to that. And that's even the people that go that level, which you should do, when you're naming a human, there's a responsibility. You start looking into what's the origin of this thing, and you find out, ooh, that's problematic.
Yeah, but you also...
In Latin, that is racist. You don't want that. So
you also have to eliminate any of your friends' kids' names or friends' pets' names.
Right.
And then everyone inevitably is going to ask you what names you're thinking of, and they will have judgment towards you, even if they're like, oh, that's pretty. They don't think it's pretty.
So here's what I can do for you. At least what I can do is... I don't care about significance. I don't care how long this name's been in your family. I don't care if you knew when you were 15. I have a son. I'm going to name him this. All I'll do is tell you all of the things that the bullies or other kids could say that would make your future child's life more miserable. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be bullied. And I know bullying is kind of going away, but I think it's making a resurgence. So I will give you all of the other names and nicknames that could come from whatever name you're thinking. Because a lot of times you just got to go, don't do it.
Yeah.
Based on that alone, 800-520-1067. And you're about to have a baby?
Had one, but it's okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I won't do this if you've already had the kid.
I love the name. There's nothing you could do to make me feel like you could poo-poo the name.
And what is the name again?
Enzo.
All right. Well, your first problem is someone says rear Enzo. They start talking about, you know, hey, that guy likes it in the rear Enzo. You don't want that. You follow that up with, you know, Enzo, slow Enzo, and slow, you know, that's not a great one.
That doesn't rhyme, slow Enzo. I mean, maybe.
And slow, if the person is a little, you know.
If you're and slow, it
and
does.
Slow is a problem, you're going to get that. And then the other issue is with the ladies, you're going to get a lot of friend zone, end zone. You're going to get a lot of that stuff. He's going to be friend zoned by
I
the
way. I guess that's a little true.
Yeah. So you didn't think about that, did
not
you?
Not a cool name like that.
Did you not hear? Rear end zone? Hello? All right, K-Rock, go ahead. What is the name you need help with?
Cassandra. I don't think there's a problem with Cassandra.
Well, right out of the gate, you've got Cassandra.
I've never had an issue with Cassandra.
Well, I'm just telling you right there. I mean, that's right, you know, right there. You got that. And that's just off the top of my head right there.
Cassandra.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, you go, hey, here comes Cassandra.
I think that's a reach. The duh is okay. The dumb.
And by the way, ask Sandra. Yeah. But that's like you get rid of the first letter, and right away you're ask Sandra.
You would have to take off my C though.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's a whole nother name.
That's another one right there.
All right.
Just warning you.
I'm glad nobody ever thought of that.
Well, I'm sure they did. This is the thing. You got to be careful with these names. You're stuck for life. Elaine, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, Klein. Good morning.
You have a baby on the way?
Yes, sir.
All
35
right.
weeks.
Wait, you're a guy named Elaine?
Elaine, yeah. A-L-A-I-N.
Oh, Elaine. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's a problem there, but let's skip past that. What are you
let's
thinking
make sure
about?
This isn't generational, Klein.
What are you thinking about for your kid?
So far, I have Elaine, and Sky, but my wife thinks they're all stripper names.
Well, Eileen is like the butt of so many jokes.
Yeah, the kid has one leg. It's a whole Eileen situation. Sky does, I've met some Skys. They are technically all strippers.
Yeah.
But, you know, you also.
I guess my word was right on that one.
But I'm saying the way kids are, it's Sky the guy, Sky the thigh. She's got big thighs. I mean, there's a lot of things. You don't want to deal
Thunder
with that.
Skies.
You don't want to do that. So the best one you've come up with so far. And by the way, if your name is Elaine and you want to name your daughter Aileen, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was pretty on the good one when I thought about those.
You were high?
Yes.
I got it. Okay.
Definitely tell your kid that after
I think,
he's born.
I think Sky's the perfect name.
Oh.
I mean, he looks up. He's high. He goes, what am I looking at? High.
What rhymes with high?
Sky. Let's go with that. I like the method to the madness.
You know, somebody on the text line also pointed out that 626 said, Enzo Menzo. I guess Menzo in Spanish is dumbass.
Oh, yeah.
So
there
you have to forget that there are also things you could be made fun of in other languages.
And by the way, I'll take some more of these in a second, but I just want you to hear some people that have lived their life with a name that was not properly thought out by their parents, and they live to tell the tale. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Deyanira.
Okay. And what did you, in your life, you were given this name, once again, Big what?
Deyanira.
Okay. And what did people call you in school?
Diarrhea.
See this, Allie? This is the point. And what would you have just, if you could have gone back and started all over again with a name that didn't rhyme with diarrhea, wouldn't you have taken that deal?
Something totally different.
Yeah. These are real people that lived a life. See, no one ever hears the stories 20 years in the future.
Yeah.
This poor girl was called Diarrhea because her name was like, rhyme with diarrhea.
Yeah, and you know, I think the first filtration process you should go through when you're naming someone.
All farts and poop stuff. You got to get through all
fart
of
them. And poop. Just go through all those words and eliminate anything that rhymes.
You got to take those names right to the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
You got to go through. You got to figure out what is not okay. And because this is the way that dumb, this is the way kids think. And you don't want to set up the future kid for a failure.
But do you think that this is dying down a little bit? The name calling, or do you think it's strong? It will never die down.
I think if the name can be rhymed with or turned into something that is juvenile, it will happen, and that I think is a generational thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 714 said my name is Scott, but my friends call me Scotty, and when I was a kid, people would call me Scotty Potty.
Yeah, so we have a guy. Who is that guy that called yesterday about his coworker, and he called him Cooper the Loose Pooper?
Oh yeah,
and that's an adult. Imagine what that guy had to deal with as a child. Julian, you're on K-Rock this morning. You have a baby on the way?
I do, yeah.
All right. Congratulations. What name are you thinking about? Did you already lock it in, or you're just thinking about it?
No, we're going through a list, but top of the list right now I have Adonis.
Adonis?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's tough. Adongus.
Yeah.
You got it right. It becomes Dong very quickly.
Dong.
I mean,
also, I think Adonis is such a, like,
You're setting
it's like your, a Greek god name, you know what I mean?
Right,
so if the
guy's
if
not
the guy
attractive,
isn't super hung.
Yeah, or just even attractive. Are you good looking? I mean, you think the kid's going to be good looking? I know it's hard to tell this far in advance, but that's a rough name to give a kid that does not turn out to be attractive. Because then they're like, hey, this is Adonis, and everyone has a good laugh.
And he's like, hi, I'm Adonis.
Right, but you know, good luck.
thank you.
But anyway, it's pretty.
All right. Here's another story of someone that had to live a life with a name that was not properly vetted. This is all we're doing, Ellie. We're vetting names to make sure that you don't set up
correct history.
We're gonna correct the future or something like that. Go ahead. What was your name? What is your name?
My name is Majeska.
All right, and what did you have to deal with in school?
Magenta, majestic, Modesto.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the biggest insult ever. Modesto.
Nothing that rhymes with a duck. Okay, take back everything about the poop. Anything that rhymes with Modesto.
Yeah, let's just go ahead.
Start with that.
No names that rhyme with Modesto, Bakersfield.
Fresno.
Yeah, you got to get rid of all those right out of the gate. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Right now, Postmaster Johnny's in the studio. Postmaster Johnny doesn't know a lot about a lot of things. He particularly says, of all the things he knows nothing about, he knows less than nothing about taxes.
I think at one point he said taxis.
He did say taxis because...
I don't think he knew the difference.
Do you know the difference between taxes and taxis?
Taxis are cars. Okay.
All right.
They are cars, yep. Vehicles. Taxes are the money thing. So.
Oh, boy. So here we go. You know the way it works around here. We ask Johnny questions. You don't have to know the answers. You have to predict, will Johnny know or will Johnny not know? We call this Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
Up for grabs. Tickets for you to go to the Forum. See Tom Segura as part of Netflix's A Joke Festival. Those tickets can and will be yours. Everyone who gets theirs right, we will go ahead, write your name down, pick one of you at random, and give you the tickets. We start with Jasmine. Welcome to K-Rock, Jasmine. How goes it?
It goes good.
Johnny doesn't know. Here's the first question for Johnny. Johnny, someone that prepares taxes for someone else is called what? What is their title? Someone that you would get to do your taxes. Will Johnny know the answer to this question about taxes, yes or no?
I'm going to say no. I don't think I know the name either.
Yes, there we go. See? Listeners,
Johnny,
don't know.
She says you won't know the name of a person that would do your taxes.
My Uncle Eddie.
There
he does
go.
My taxes.
There
that's his
go.
Name.
He knew it. Uncle Eddie.
Yep. Shout out Uncle Ed.
Does he do your taxes?
Every year since I was 18. So for the past like 2 years, he's been doing it.
What is his profession, Johnny?
He does taxes.
Wait. No. Every year since you were 18, so for 2 years? Is that what you just said?
Okay, I've reached the age where I'm trying to age myself backwards so I don't sound so old now. Because 26 is kind of old now.
I get it. Halfway to 30. You said it.
I'm basically 30.
What is your Uncle Eddie's job?
He is the tax man.
I know, but...
His contact in my phone is Uncle Ed Taxman.
I know, but what do you know what he does for a living?
He does taxes. I just told you.
I know, but there's a specific name for his job.
Oh, Taxman. I don't know. What are they called?
Okay, all right.
Taxpayers?
You ever heard the term accountant before?
Nope. Yeah, I actually did. That's a profession in college that they do, but yeah. That's
only in college, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Something like that.
Jasmine, good job saying you wouldn't know. He didn't know. Okay. You don't know an accountant does taxes?
Do you know what a CPA is?
A what?
Yeah, see.
What's a CPA?
I don't think it's going to any right today. Let's go to Mitchell in Simi Valley. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know Taxes. Mitchell, you ready to go?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
All right.
Good morning.
Next question for Postmaster Johnny. They say that two things in life you cannot avoid. One of them is taxes. What is the other one? Have you heard this? A very famous saying. Will Johnny know the answer to this?
Well, I think most everybody does know that, so I have a lot of confidence he's not going to get it correct.
All right. Everyone knows it except Johnny. He says, everything in life, you cannot avoid these two things, taxes and what?
Well, I know in 1972, the Rolling Stones avoided the tax fraud that they did, and they went to France, and then when they were in France, they didn't have to pay the taxes. So I know you can't avoid the taxes because it's like fraud or something like that. But that's basically what it is.
What is happening?
What's the answer?
Wait, hold on.
That's not even the question.
Johnny.
He said taxes
is,
already.
Everything in life you can avoid except for taxes.
And what?
And what? That is the question.
You gave us a weird story about the Rolling Stones in France.
Well, because they did evade. They evaded taxes. They fled England in 72.
Right, but then it caught up with them because you can't avoid taxes.
Right.
But I don't know if they had
taxes,
to pay it back.
What is the other thing in life you cannot avoid? Taxes and?
Fraud.
No.
Okay. Wait. Well, Mitchell, good job.
Wait,
so, Johnny, death and taxes.
Who the hell says that?
Everyone.
It's a very famous quote. The two things you can never avoid in life are death and taxes.
Jesus.
And apparently long stories about the Stones. All right, we got a question. Let's go to Felicia. Give Felicia a shot. Everyone's gotten theirs right so far just by predicting Johnny wouldn't know. Taxes, Johnny doesn't know. He's trying, though.
This is tough, dude.
These are not tough.
These are very tough.
Hey, Felicia, I'm going to ask Johnny, what does the IRS stand for? That was the original question. But, Allie, forget about the whole IRS. That's crazy. Do you think he'll be able to get any of the letters in IRS, what any of the letters stand for
and
in
maybe,
the IRS?
Maybe the S.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think so. No way. But
Johnny's
whatever.
Laughing at me, having faith in
Felicia,
him.
Felicia, do you think Johnny will know what any of the letters in IRS stand for?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But also sweet dips, guys.
Sweet dips to you and yours this weekend. Johnny, she says you will not know. I know you love to get one right and shove it in their faces. IRS, give me one of them.
I'm stuck on I, but I know it's like international or interim revenue services.
Whoa! That's wrong.
Felicia,
you got some of it.
I got part of it, right?
You got some of it.
Ring a ding ding.
All right,
I love
Felicia.
How you think it would be international, which is just so the opposite of what this is about.
I was close, you know.
Internal.
I was on there.
Internal revenue service.
That's all right, Johnny.
That's
You're learning
smarter.
Things. Move on now. It's Johnny Doesn't Know. This is the last one we have time for. Let's go to Alex. Alex, how goes it?
Yeah, what up, man? Sweet dips.
Sweet dips to you and yours. Here we go. Well, geez, Allie, which one? I mean, I feel like these are all easy, but Johnny...
Do you think he'd know what a dependent is?
I have that question on the list. I also have what is one form you would have to submit with your taxes, but there's no way.
Especially
get that
if Eddie
one.
The tax man's doing his taxes.
Uncle Eddie. Uncle Eddie's doing the taxes. what did we ask you? What is the money called that you would get back from taxes? And what did you tell us?
It's income tax. It's income tax, bro.
Because it's coming in.
Yes,
it's
incoming. Income.
Right.
Like income. Here it comes,
income
bro.
Income tax.
$200.
All right, Alex, we'll go with this question for Johnny. Should we just ask him to spell tax?
Hey, I mean, come on.
At
all
this
right.
point.
All right, now.
Here we go. There's the question for Johnny.
TACK.
There's a what? One form, any form at all that you have to submit with your taxes. Can you name one, even one form? Alex, will he know?
I think he will.
All right, you guys got confidence in you, Johnny. What is one form you would submit with your taxes?
Well, I'm going to go with birth certificate and.
Oh my god.
Why? Oh, my God.
Hold on. He's thinking it out, Allie. Don't judge him yet.
I was going to go with birth certificate, or when I went, I think you had to show proof of that you were in school, like you were enrolled in school. Like you had to show, like, your report.
All right, that's not right. Okay. Never heard of the
report card?
You had to show something that showed that you were enrolled in school.
I don't think you're thinking of taxes.
That was taxes.
Dude, you ever heard of, like, a W-2, W-9?
1099.
I threw that in the mail on accident, actually, by the way. Okay. I got one from here and I threw it away accidentally.
You did?
Oh,
accidentally.
Man.
I didn't know what it was. That
All
was
right.
a letter.
Well, there we go. This has been
the
a very
IRS
exhilarating
is like, this is just a report card.
Allie, Jasmine got hers right. Mitchell got his right. I think everyone else, unfortunately, did not do good. Who's getting the tickets?
Congrats, Jasmine.
Jasmine, you're going to go.
Yay!
Hold on one second.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to...
my boyfriend's going to be so excited.
Tom Segura at the forum. You're going to have to, of course, declare this on your taxes. So there's the rub right there. You know what that means, Johnny, right? When someone declares something?
It's got to be a good thing, then. Like, I declare taxes on you. Right?
That's right.
I do declare.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We got lots of action going on here today. Jake the Nerd approached someone wearing a MyChem shirt. They claim that they're a fan of the band and listening to this band every single day. But do they know anything about the band on their shirt? Let's hit the game. Here we go.
Do you know the band on your shirt? Do you know the band on your shirt? Do you know the band on your shirt? Do you know the band on your shirt?
It says like Sublime or like Sublime or something
All right.
like that.
Dan, Pico Rivera, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. All you got to do is predict whether or not she will know about the band that's on the shirt she's wearing. You can see this woman up on our socials at Klein Alley Show. First one to practice, then you get got to get two out of three right. Here we go.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about my Kim and Steven, get them right. How do you think you're going to do?
Oh, terrible. I have the memory of a goldfish, so let's go.
Even though you're a huge fan.
Even though I'm a huge fan, doesn't mean I know much about it. You can anything that I geek over, I like only know like certain facts.
And even though you listen to them like every day.
I mean, I might know one or two, but I'm setting the bar low, you know, so that way when I exceed, everybody's proud of me.
It's smart. It's smart. I do the same thing.
All right. So she claims huge fan, but she doesn't think she's going to do well answering questions. There's your little setup. And here we go. Question number one.
Yeah. All right. What is the name of their lead singer?
All right. Question one. Do you know the band on your shirt? She's wearing a My Chem shirt. Will she know the lead singer is Gerard Way? Will she know that? Everyone does know that. He's a well-known front man of a band, but will she know that?
I think she's got to know that. I'm going to say yes.
All right. He says yes. This is a practice one. Does not count for you. You know what? You know what? Make this real. We don't have time. This is a real one. Let's find out.
Gerardo.
Sorry?
Gerardo? Jared? Jared? Gerardo? Jared? Jared. I want to say Jared. I don't know. I might be wrong on that. I'm bad with names. So I was like bad right off the bat right there.
All right, well,
God,
that was weird.
I feel this woman's pain.
Yeah, she kind of had it. She said Gerardo, and then she went to Jared.
But as somebody who also has the memory of a goldfish, regular basic names are difficult.
That's a tough one.
I can tell the name is rolling around in there somewhere.
Yeah, she almost said it. She wanted to say Gerard Way, but she gave us Gerardo. Anyway, let's call that a draw for this one. Not going to count it against you. Here we go.
Where is My Chem from?
All right. Well, she know where the band My Chem is from. Yes or no?
No.
Let's find out what she says.
Oh, no idea.
No idea.
Good job.
That is absolutely correct. That's your first point. Nice. Get another point. The game is over and you win. Does she know the band on her shirt? She's a fan of My Chem, supposedly.
Can you name one My Chem album?
Ooh.
Can she name one My Chem album? Her first response was, ooh. Can she do it?
I'm going to say no.
Says no. This will be for the game.
Ooh. The Black Parade. Oh. Is that like a song or is that like an album? I'm going to go with that's a album.
Can we accept that? Because I'm trying to remember, is that the name of the album?
Yes.
It is the official name of the album, so you got that wrong because she got it right, which means it comes down to this tiebreaker question. Your entire game comes down to this, Dan. Here we go.
Can you name one song besides the Black Parade?
Can she name any My Chem song besides the Black Parade? Yes or no? This is for your entire game.
Let's say yes.
All right, he says yes. Here we go.
I am suddenly blanking on all the names. Test anxiety, man. This is so Black Parade, and then I don't know. Okay, so it's one that has like Mama in it, and then man, I didn't expect to be put on the spot, sir. how am I? There's like one. I have the worst test anxiety. No, I'm going to go with no.
She all that.
Her head just explodes.
All that just to get to no. Well, I'm sorry, Dan. You thought she... You know, Dan, you said she couldn't and she could not. So hold on 1 second. You, my friend, are a successful Do You Know the Band on Your Shirt champion. J-Rock, Klein Alley Show. You're about to hear, I believe, the dumbest reason that anyone has ever tried to miss a day of work. Ever. Ever, ever. And I include every possible excuse, anything you've ever thought of, anytime you've said, I just need a day. There's been people that are listening to the show decide because we say something. They don't want to go to work. They turn around. They go home. They don't even have a reason. That's even less dumb than this.
So even having no reason at all is better than this reason?
You got to hear what Jake is planning for some upcoming Monday in, I think it's April.
Yeah, it's April 8th.
Okay, listen, Allie, this is so dumb.
Is it sort of like anniversary of his dog adoption again or something?
Dumber. No, it's January 28th.
It is dumber than that. That's a great guess. It's 10 times dumber, maybe 20 times dumber.
I don't care about that either, trust me.
Okay. I know, you won't care about it. You're right, Nonya.
It's got to be, knowing him, it's got to be some anniversary or something dumb. because no. I feel like the first Magic game I ever played or the first this.
Not only is he asking for the day off, he is planning on traveling for one day. Why don't you go ahead and tell Allie what your big plan is? Because it is really, maybe I'm wrong and she'll say, no, that sounds cool. I think it is by far the dumbest reason I've ever heard for anyone
to miss. It's not dumb, it's cool.
Go ahead.
Everybody's doing it. My parents happen to live, I found out, right dead smack in the center of the path of totality for the eclipse.
No.
Yeah, dude.
So are you going to go there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't know.
See,
no,
no.
I want to go.
Allie,
let's go.
Don't encourage this.
Klein, this is the path of totality. This is, ask Vanessa. This
and
is one
right
of the coolest things
middle,
ever.
Dude.
It honestly truly is the coolest thing.
What is going
experience.
On?
Oh, where is this,
Omar.
Jake?
My parents live in a small town called Fisher, Texas. It's right in the middle of Austin and San Antonio.
Oh, dude, can I come?
Totally.
Dude, let's all go as
okay,
a show.
Cool.
I'm out.
We can do a broadcast from Weird
that
Town, Texas,
great.
Whatever he just said.
Pawn shop, yeah. Pawn shop lady, do you care about this?
I don't care about that either,
good.
Trust me.
That's how I feel.
You
thank
two
you.
Can just stay here then.
I'm going to stay here with Pawn Shop Lady.
We're all going. How are we going to go? Are we going to fly or are we going to drive?
Allie, don't. Are you trying to.
I'm being
are
serious.
Are you gaslighting him or are you being serious?
Do they have enough space for all of us?
We can make space.
Yeah.
Hold
dude,
on.
This
I
is...
cannot believe that you guys are all getting on board with Jake's plan to miss a day of work, fly to Texas for one day.
We don't have to miss a day. That's what
no,
I'm saying.
I if do not want to go. If... That sounds lame as hell.
Thank you, Johnny.
Stay your ass here.
Thank you,
thank
Johnny.
You, dumbest person on the show.
Great. We need someone to run the board.
Good. I'll
thank
be,
you.
I'll be here with Johnny and the pawn shop lady. We got a great show we're cooking. Cooking up.
Finally, this is what's divided us.
She's a modern woman. He's a modern boy. It'll be perfect. This is so... this is his plan. He says, I'm going to fly out. I'm going to sit in my parents' backyard in the path of totality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to come back the next day.
Yeah.
That night.
818 said, I want to go. 310 wants to go too, Jake. We're getting a whole crew together.
They're just firing me up because of how dumb this is. Now, Jake, let me ask you a question. Couldn't you just go into any dark room... Like when you take your mushrooms once a year and you do your little peyote trip or whatever,
uh-huh.
And you go into a dark closet, couldn't you just do that and
no.
convince yourself you're in the path of totality?
No, man, it's not the same.
How?
Because, what do you mean not how?
Because that's just being in a dark room.
And what do you think it's going to look like when you're in the path of totality?
It's going to look like a big black circle. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, big black circle.
Once again.
And we're going to get fuzzy, crappy pictures of it, and we'll show them to you.
Oh, that's the worst. That's why I really don't want them to go, because it's going to be a lot of look at these. Look
we're
at these pictures.
The glasses and everything.
Oh, my, you
yeah,
did?
I already have mine, so.
You did, Omar? You bought some?
I'm good. Yeah, because so, I took a look at the last eclipse, yeah.
So what are you going to do, Omar, because you're not in the path of totality?
I'm going to
lose
her parents' house.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're okay. You're going to go with us. Great.
Yeah. Can I bring my kids? My kids, I want to see that.
Oh, I don't know there's room for kids. We can set up some tents in the backyard.
Okay.
This is only
fine.
For sad adults.
This is not sad. This is not a sad thing.
Vanessa,
this is a cool thing.
Vanessa, can you get serious for a second?
I'm 100% being serious. As the person in the show that has really, truly been in a place of total solar eclipse.
When
totality,
did you go? When did you go to the
2017?
Okay.
In
so
Wyoming.
Once again. In where?
Wyoming?
I think one of the W states. I'm pretty sure it was Wyoming.
Okay.
Wisconsin? West Virginia?
Do you know where you were even?
I was in the middle of the U.S. where the total eclipse happened, and it was a W state, and I think it was Wisconsin.
Did you go there?
You just said Wyoming.
I know. It's one of those.
Did you actually go there for that reason, or you happened to be
yep,
there?
I was there for that reason.
Unbelievable.
I worked with NASA for this reason.
What?
What? You worked with NASA?
I worked with NASA. It's
are you
one
serious?
Of the coolest. I'm 100%.
Are you saying NASA? Does she have a friend named NASA, maybe?
No.
No, I'm saying NASA. And I asked him if there's aliens. And then he's like, I haven't seen them. But And I was like, ah.
What did you
so
think
you
NASA would want you to know what state you're in if you're going to get hired by them?
Dude, it was 2017. I don't remember. But it was
a different time, Klein.
What? That's kind of like 6 years ago. What are we talking about here?
All so right, you so- went and what did you do for NASA then?
I was part of the Spanish broadcasting team to broadcast the total solar eclipse.
Dude, whoa. Vanessa's going to do that thing where we were talking about when they landed on the moon.
Hold on.
You know where the Spanish announcers do a way better job?
I don't think she did the... Oh, that was our idea.
Yes.
Get the guys who yell, goal, goal,
dude,
goal.
So Vanessa, were you like,
Eclipse,
I'm going to give it up in an eclipse.
No, that host was... Like, she was the one doing the broadcast in Spanish, and then that crew in the back, we all spoke Spanish, but we were all talking English. So I don't know.
So what would that sound like then? Because if Jake's really going, we should definitely get corner coverage. The Spanish market,
yes.
And you could be the voice of the Spanish
broadcast
eclipse.
But I would be like, "Estamos todos aquí, pero I didn't talk." I'm just kidding.
I know you guys judge me for a lot of things, and oftentimes when it comes to things like watering a fake plant for the course of a year, being proud of myself that I kept it alive, and I did post a picture of the plant, a lot of people said it did look like a really janky fake plant, so they also would have given it water. I don't feel like I was a total idiot.
Again, I think that they make them look janky so they look realistic.
Tomorrow's officially move day. I'm out. I'm packing up the boxes. I'm leaving, moving. It's really frustrating, and this weekend...
You think you're going to get your security deposit back?
No, it's so funny. Every time I go to any room, I think to myself, oh, they're going to
dig. That's out.
I'm like, this is what's been going in my head for like the last 2 weeks now. This is like what I have content on. Nope. Who's that one? Nope.
It's like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's a crack in the drywall. That's me. That's a scuff. There's only so, I mean, listen, I think those Mr. Clean Dry Erase, whatever those things are, sponges.
Oh, my God, those are lifesavers. I
feel like there's only so much I can do with them, though. At some point, I'm like, this is not going to put...
And at some point, the eraser's like, just give up.
Yeah, it just dissolves into powder in your hand.
It's just like, I can't do it anymore.
But I did realize that I'm a terrible packer. My wife's been out of town, so I've been trying to pack up everything almost solo. And I have now 50 boxes that all look the same. That
oh, you didn't mark anything, did you? Oh,
well, God, here's what I wrote.
Dude, what are you doing?
Here's what I wrote.
Omar,
on the
think about how bad he is at labeling stuff for this
that
show.
That is true. Oh my God, so, you're not going to be able to find anything.
I realized.
Ever again.
Every box is going to be called Caller KKKKKK5.
Friday night, I decided I got to get through this. I just want it done. So I just stayed up and I plowed through the night and I just put everything I found in a box. Tape, box.
And you had no rhyme or reason to like, this is kitchen stuff.
In my mind at the time I did, but I was on a couple gummies. Then.
That's fun, by the way.
I realized that I packed every single thing to eat in my house in boxes and like salt and spatulas and things you need just to live,
you know? Oh, no, you got to stagger that stuff.
So I was trying to find the salt and I had my option was a box called Stuff, a box called Other Stuff, or a box called Things and Things. Because like a stupid dummy at the time when I'm labeling stuff, it made sense to me. Mm-hmm. I'd put a bunch of stuff and I would take one last look at the box and I would go, all right, what do I got in here? I got some plates, I got some other stuff, and then a random pillow that I put in there to make sure nothing else broke.
Oh, I see.
And then I would kind of look at it and go, it's like things and stuff. I'll write that on the box. And I didn't write room or anything because also I thought in my mind.
Or like for heaviness, you know, like this one has books. Or this one
I don't
is
have a lot
just
of books.
Pillows.
Yeah, well, I tried to balance. That was the one thing I was... See, a lot of people would say, pack the stuff that goes together. So if you're going to do a box for kitchen stuff, you put all the kitchen stuff in that box. That way, when you get to the new place, you just say, put that in the kitchen. We'll unpack
it. But now, the movers, where are they going to leave all the stuff now?
Right. That's a good point.
What do you mean, right?
You're right.
Put it in the things and things room. And that
hell?
One, too.
That's no. Some
that one's stuff, so that goes over there.
You're joking.
This one says things and stuff. Where's this go?
Fine, you're going to live a nightmare in a few days.
Unpacking is so much worse than packing.
Well, listen, my wife's arriving today. She gets back today. And I was waiting for her. I was like, as I'm doing this, I go, she's going to be
so
impressed.
She's going to make you open everything?
Well, I thought she was going to be so impressed with me. Like, look at all the stuff I did and all the things.
And all the stuff.
And all the stuff. And she's going to come back and see what I've done. And she'll be like, this is great. And she'll say to me, the first question she's going to ask is, what's in this box? And I'm going to say,
I don't know.
It's a mystery. But I'd like, once again, it's kind of exciting. There's an excitement when you do get there and you open it because you get that
it's
thrill.
Like Christmas.
Yeah, it's like Christmas with stuff.
Oh my God, spatulas.
It's things and stuff.
Is there at least any kind of delineation like on the box? Like, oh, this is a U-Haul box. I know I put certain stuff in this box versus a right. Or
no.
They all just look the exact same.
All the boxes are the same.
Oh, did you pay for boxes?
Some boxes and some I reuse from Amazon. Some say Amazon on them.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what's in those
boxes. And they're like oddly shaped and they're all thin. And
I did try to pack some stuff into padded envelopes. didn't get me. Can't fit a comforter in a padded envelope.
Dude, that is going to take you so long to go through.
Yeah, terrible system.
I think she's going to look at it all and she's going to make you unpack and repack the boxes.
No, not doing it. Not doing it.
You are.
I'm out of tape.
Fast forward to Wednesday.
I'm out of tape. I'm not, can't do it.
You're going to have to, I know you're going to be doing this later today.
And you know what's really annoying is that in one of the boxes, I have 6 rolls of tape because I thought I had all this extra tape.
God.
And I said, I should pack that up. I'm not going to waste this tape. So I put it in one of the things boxes.
I mean, it is a thing.
Thank you. Point me on this one, huh? I'm freaking out now. I am freaking out. I just heard this story in its entirety. This is a wild situation that's going on. Local guy goes to Vegas. Most people go to Vegas, come back with a story or a random thing on their genitals. Normal. It's part of doing business in Vegas. This is something that I never thought we had to be on the lookout for, Allie, but apparently it's now happened to someone who lives on your street.
Yeah, and apparently it's a great way to get out of a hotel room bill.
You would think so, but that's not the case at all. That's part of the resort fee in Vegas now. They include the live
ball stings.
Live stings.
Nobody staying in Vegas needs to be exposed to deadly scorpions on their private areas, their testicles, etc. It's just beyond.
I agree with that guy.
But you know what? Hotels have, they all had bed bugs, right?
They all did. A lot of them did.
And it's a desert town. I'm sure there's scorpions everywhere.
I've never seen, I was just in Arizona as well. I was given the tip off, but I have never come face to face with a scorpion. Never seen a scorpion.
I think one of the most terrifying things to just find or see.
Of course.
No matter what the size, right?
Jake says their bites hurt.
Their stings.
Jake
and they're
said,
fine.
Jake said their bites hurt.
God damn it.
Jake, have you been stung by a scorpion?
I have not, but I tried picking one up and I missed it.
So that I can decapitate it and sew it onto a squirrel head.
That would be pretty cool.
I can tape it to a rock, make it a paperweight.
Tape it to
a rock. Oh, I do have a can opener, bottle opener that has one. It glows in the dark.
That has a scorpion?
Yeah, I bought it in Texas.
Okay, great.
At one of those shops where they're like, God, I can't believe someone bought that.
So,
they had a whole bunch, yeah.
I've always told you one of my fears, I know it's not really going to happen, but it is a fear that you sit on a toilet and a snake or something of that sort is in the toilet. Because you do hear these stories occasionally that do happen. Someone sits down and then all of a sudden a snake comes out of the toilet. And
they love toilets. Every snake is in a toilet.
That's kind of the fear. People have that fear, and you kind of give it a look before you sit down. Mm-hmm. This, I don't really, especially Vegas, those beds, nice hotels, a 5-star joint, the Palazzo or the Venetian. Those hotels, you would think the beds are made nice and tight, sheets are good. You're not checking those sheets.
Yeah, I know, but
very
even,
different than if you're staying at a 2-star off the strip.
But even if you're making the bed, it's not like something can't crawl into it. It's not like they saw a scorpion while they were making the bed and they were like, whatever.
Maybe they did, or maybe this was a revenge thing. That's the other thing. Listen to the details. This is crazy.
Now at 11, some people strike it rich in Las Vegas. Some people go bust. But one local man says he never expected the close encounter he had inside his bedroom at a posh Las Vegas resort. Now he's suing for what he says happened between the sheets.
Certainly going to Sin City can sting sometimes.
She almost got it. It's a tough sentence, Allie. She sounds like she just got back from
she
Sin
City.
She
sounds like she got bitten.
Certainly going to Sin City can sting sometimes, but usually it's your wallet that takes the hit, not your genitals. But an Agoura Hills man got a sharp surprise in the middle of the night when he says he was attacked by a scorpion on his testicles at a Vegas hotel.
The hardest part of all of this, I mean, yes, dealing with the injury, is that's terrible. But having to call the front desk and explain it and knowing that you're going to just hear
laughter. Yes, exactly. Especially because of the fact that you're probably getting this call in the middle of the night and it's a bunch of other, these drunk people are being loud,
right,
and
right,
then a scorpion
right.
bit me on the testicles.
Right. Stung.
Right.
Whatever.
I put my eyeglasses, then I was shocked that I have a scorpion over there just hanging on my underwear.
Okay. So it stung and just dangled there?
Through the underwear.
Oh, see, that's why I never sleep naked, because I don't want anything to crawl up into me.
Didn't seem to save.
But it didn't seem to make a difference.
Didn't matter with this guy. I mean, he had to put his glasses on, too.
The worst.
Michael Farchi says the scorpion attacked in the middle of the night as he was sound asleep at the Palazzo at the Venetian in Vegas.
Laughing even harder when he's
Yeah, what's your name?
Michael Farchi.
Let's all stop having a laugh and just appreciate that this man is now probably never going to be able to go and a night in Vegas now. It's like,
life or death for this guy's junk. Mm-hmm. That's rough.
I woke up with a sharp pain in my private area.
You probably think it's a dream, right? You have to think it's one of those dreams. You're like, thank God I woke up. It wasn't
or
real.
Or like I've pinched myself in some other, you know, like there's something in the bed that I pinched myself on, or I don't know. Like, I feel like there would be other scenarios that you would think of first besides getting bitten by something.
Stung.
Bitten.
I was surprised. I didn't know what is that. I reached my hand to see what's happening over there under the cover, and I just got...
It's Vegas, so you never know. Could be anything.
And it was a whore.
That would have been a much different story.
Another sharp pain.
The venomous creature stinging Farchi 3 to 4 times.
I like them calling whores venomous creatures in general. They're women
of the night.
They
don't sting Farchi, okay?
The venomous creature stinging Farchi 3 to 4 times. The medical report clearly shows the focus of the injury. It happened December 26th while Farchi and his family were enjoying a holiday vacation at the Venetian.
Nobody staying in Vegas needs to be exposed to deadly scorpions on their private areas, their testicles, etc.
That guy seems fun.
It's just beyond.
Farchi now suing the high-end hotel for the Sin City Stinger. He says he still has some ongoing medical issues due to the traumatizing attack.
That's the worst part now.
I know, and the farts too.
Why? Thanks, Allie.
Even today, I'm going to bed. I'm checking the covers and everything.
This poor guy now can't even get in bed.
I know, you feel really bad for him.
Yeah, I do.
He's probably going to get money.
You think so?
Yeah.
I still think this could be a giant excuse. Like, he was cheating. He picked up something and he needed a quick excuse.
I mean, I imagine he didn't get any picture or video. Right? So then how can they prove it?
At the time of the scorpion sting, the Las Vegas Health Department had cited several hotels, including the Venetian, for bed bugs. But scorpions?
This appears to be not the first time that scorpions were found in a guest room at the Palazzo at the Venetian.
Never even thought of it.
It's the true Italian experience.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Farchi says what really stings about the scorpion attack.
They love Farchi, huh?
They love it.
Farchi, this guy.
He's like a Swedish chef, right?
Yeah. He may get paid, but now everyone knows this man's name, and he's the guy that got
write a check to Mr. Farchi.
The scorpion bite on the junk.
Farchi says what really stings about the scorpion attack is how he was treated by the hotel.
And that's the part, right? Because you got to call the front desk then and say, hey, there's a scorpion in my room. Mm-hmm. It bit my junk.
And then what do you think they should have done? Do they bring him to another room in the middle of the night?
They have to. Every person that this call gets transferred to has to laugh for 5 minutes. And then once they laugh.
Can I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah.
It's like ding, ding,
just hear them
ding,
laughing
ding,
to the music. Ding, hold ding, on, we're still laughing. Laugh times are taking longer than normal. Please hold.
And Palazzo didn't even apologize for what happened when I met with the hotel manager. And they just charged me for my room, the restaurant, or whatever I used. No apologies, no nothing.
Farchi is now suing the Venetian for unspecified damages. We reached out to the hotel for comment, but haven't heard back.
They are laughing. Saying his name way too much.
The hotel, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. This guy's like, he lives in Agoura Hills, the local guy. Someone probably knows him listening. And now you know, like, oh, Farchi got stung in the junk by a scorpion.
You know, old man Farchi? He got stung in a Vegas hotel.
They call him Venom Dong now. All right. How much is he going to get? What do you think? What's the number?
God, I think he's going to get $100,000.
Oh, way too low.
1.6 mil.
No, half a mil.
Couple of buffet vouchers for sure. Stay right. So, Allie, you did, I can't believe you did it, but I see picture photographic evidence. Allie lost, or not lost, I guess, but we all had a forced resolution put upon us. And Allie's was to go do hot yoga, which a lot of people are, you know, making that goal this year to do better things or work out more or something. So,
I put the picture up of me going, and so many of my friends and family were like, good for you. And I'm like, didn't want to say I was forced to do this. I didn't really want to. But like other hot yoga people are like, I love it. I go 3 times a week, blah, blah, blah. And I was trying to finagle my way to a free class pass before I went to the class on Friday. And
I wasn't able to.
My friend goes there, and right. I was like, usually they give you a couple for free because they're trying to get you in on it, right? So I was trying to figure that out, but this place, it wasn't working out. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to show up, and I'm going to play dumb. Like, hey, what is this hot yoga thing all about? and the guy's going to be like, well, we'll give you your first class for free. Like, that's what I was expecting.
In your mind, that's what you thought would happen. You'd show up there and act like a buffoon, like yeah. like you were aloof, and then they would just say, come
yeah,
on
like,
in.
I've heard about this whole hot yoga thing, and I wanted to try a class out, you know, because right. usually in real time, they're like, ah, just get in there, try it out. So I go.
No, they don't. And what are you? What world are you living in? You think you just walk around places and act like a fool, and they go, "Come on in and
well,
get
you're
this."
You're a Colorado eight, man.
I was testing out my hot girl syndrome.
How did it work for you?
My lucky girl syndrome. Well, he looked me in the eye and made a lot of eye contact, and he said, "Hi, I'm Steven, and you can pay $48 for the first month unlimited." And I was like, and that's their like beginner's right. intro super discount. Now
they probably looked at you and go, this girl's quitting after one. So let's just get what we can
and
get.
And I'm
a
January,
a
like I'm walking in on right. January. Right. They know.
You don't look like hot yoga. Like if someone were to look at you, no one's going, she's on her way to hot yoga.
Klein, when I tell you I'm a Colorado Walmart 8, I am a hot yoga 2.
I don't think that high.
You, I don't think so either.
I know the people that do hot yoga. They're all like 10. They're all LA 10s.
It's half-dressed people all talking and being like, anyway, Cairo said the other day, and they're all right. like stretching each other and making really intense eye contact. It's like a cult.
And what are you doing there?
I was taking off my third layer going, I don't think I'm properly dressed for this because I was just wearing regular workout clothes. I don't have hot yoga clothes.
You don't have aloe?
No, aloe?
That's like that's like the hot yoga stuff. Aloe, the brand. You don't have that?
No. I don't even know what that is.
You shouldn't have even been there.
Then the guy goes, do you have your own mat? And I said, well, yeah, I have a yoga mat. He was like, you can't use a regular yoga mat. Right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you have to use a hot yoga mat. It's like a half towel, half mat. And I was like, okay. And he was like, but right now, if you signed up for the monthly blah, blah, blah,
you get
half off of buying one. So it's only $50 instead of $100.
It makes me so
for
happy.
For the stupid-ass yoga mat.
That all of our forced resolutions don't really cost us anything except Allie's. Like, Omar can't touch himself. That's free. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jake has a journal, which he just grabbed a notebook from the office. He's journaling in that. Mm-hmm. I don't have to. I can't drink.
You save money.
It's actually saving me. I think I'm up a couple $1,000s
yeah.
on the not drinking.
Already.
Allie's is the only one that is going to cost her money.
Oh, I have to buy blocks. I have to buy a hot yoga mat. I have to buy a hot yoga towel.
Are the blocks to block the other people's eyes from seeing you do this? Or what
it's
are they?
To build a barricade around myself.
Build a wall so they don't want you.
I was trying to casually ask, like, well, can I just buy my own hot yoga mat somewhere else and then come back in here, you know, like Schmamajon.
Right.
And he was like, well, I suppose you could, but they're probably not going to be as good as this one and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But the thing is, Klein, I don't know what I'm going to do after the month because the month is like discounted $49, whatever.
It jumps to $1,000.
It jumps to $180 a month.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do after this. And it was real hot in there.
Well, it's hot yoga. Of course it is. That's the whole idea. They crank it up to like 150
yeah,
degrees,
Yeah, but then
right?
the hot people, they don't even sweat.
I know.
The hot people are just like, oh, whatever. And then they can do back-to-back classes. There was some lady who was like, this is my 20th day in a row.
Yeah, because hot people, they don't sweat. They like glisten or something. They have like a dewiness to them.
They do like a glaze. They have like a glazed look,
yeah,
like a donut.
Like a perfect honey-baked ham. And then Allie, on the other hand,
oh my God,
like
I was
all
like,
splotchy and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, and then I had
God, you're rotten. Monster.
That's
what my instructor said. Yeah.
Build the wall higher.
Yeah.
We could see you. So you did your first class, though.
I did my first
class.
And
you have to do one a week.
Mm-hmm, and I have to do one a week. And, of course, every hot yoga studio has the little, the front row people who are like, hi, I've been coming here
right,
for 10 years.
Right.
So they have Inferno Pilates. They have da-da-da-da. When
right.
are you coming back? Are you new? Where did you hear about us? Da-da-da-da. And they go every single day. And so now I'm being, like, summoned into the cult, and
did
I don't know what to do.
Did you get turned on? Because, like, you're a lesbian. So, like, you know, they all, I would...
Well, all the hot girls were in the back, and because I got there late, I had to be in the front.
Oh, you got stuck
next
in the front?
Next to the instructor. So all the hot girls were looking at me. It was a real ass backwards.
Four for that.
It was
that
really
sucks.
Sad.
Bask in the glory of my shame. I'll share with you why you have a new thing now to mock me for.
Great.
I actually was thinking
to the list.
I was actually thinking about it during the song as I was reading the texts that were coming through of people guessing. And so many of these guesses are so sad and pathetic, yet they're better than the current situation. That
you mean
I was
like
rooted.
The person who thinks that you have a closet now in an outside shed somewhere?
I did see that. And yes, that would be better. It's not a closet. This one's not.
Are you sharing a closet with your daughter? That's 818's guess.
Yes, that is also true, but that's not
what
this...
Are you in a bathroom closet?
Well, they're getting close.
Oh, my God.
My clothes are in a medicine cabinet now.
Do you have to... No!
I have to fold them very small.
Right next to the tiny toothpaste.
I can just 3 pairs of socks is all I can have. So we moved. Every time you go to a different living situation, and I've been to more than a few in the last few years. 4 different places I've lived in 4 years.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Nah, that's not, yeah, that is true. Excessive. Seems too much. There was a move during COVID. It was premature. A move right before COVID. And then 2 other moves. This one was probably the most annoying of them all in that it was not... When we moved last time, it's because they were about to knock down all the stuff around us, and we didn't want to live next to complete construction for a year and a half.
Yeah, but there's always going to be something.
And that's what we're learning now. Yeah. Because now we're next
to... That's
what
you're learning now? Great.
Yeah. Well, yes.
After this long.
It's really hard to figure out where you want to live, even if you're in an apartment building, because you got to kind of figure out, like, neighbor. You don't know. Your situation could be great or it could be terrible. If you ended up, like, I lived next to, in the last place, an aspiring drummer. Not a good drummer, but a guy that really was passionate about it. And he would start drumming at 8 in the morning, and he would pretty much drum all day long.
Yeah, but you never know, because my friends just moved in next to a really nice weed-smoking couple. And then the guy down the street from my place who picked up an instrument gave up on his instrument. So
you gotta root for that.
Yeah, I mean,
gotta
it root could for it. Get better. You just need to wait and see.
Yeah, that's the goal.
You don't wait.
Like,
just leave.
I remember living next to some guy that decided, at the age of 50, he wanted to start playing basketball. And he put up a basketball hoop, and I just heard the sound of brick after brick after brick. I didn't hear one. I don't even think there was a net on that thing. I never heard the sweet sound of a swish ever. It was just brick, 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 dribble. And I said, finally, this guy's got to give up. Luckily, I think he had a heart attack, and he gave up. So it was a win for us all.
There you go.
In this particular case, the way the room is set up, Allie, is that you have to go – that the closet – in the bedroom, which I don't get any part of because my wife claims that for whatever reason she needs it and I don't. And I'm not going to argue because she's probably right.
She's like a fashion lady.
And I don't have any clothes. And I wear the, you guys all, I say, you claim wears the same dumb jacket everywhere. I have like 6 things.
I think that jacket gets worse when you hang it up.
Thank you. I have to leave it in a pile on the floor. That's how it keeps its look.
Exactly.
So the way this room is set up is you have to go into the bathroom. And then next to the bathroom or attached to the bathroom, I guess.
Is the closet.
Yeah. I don't even know why they would do that, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
So there's no like closet in the bedroom. You basically walk into the bathroom like you're going to go take a dump. And then if you make a left, there's a closet right there. So I go up. I run upstairs the other day because I desperately had to go to the bathroom. And I was running and I go to open the door to the bathroom and the door is locked. My own bathroom. So I knock. I assume someone's in there.
But you don't have your own bathroom.
No. I don't have a, we have a bathroom that's in the bedroom, our bedroom. But also that's where the closet is. So I assume someone's in there.
But that's what you've dubbed as your dumping bathroom.
Yeah, it's my bathroom. Yeah, it's the only bathroom that I don't have to share with the kids. I mean, it's my bathroom. So I run up, I'm ready to go, and I open the door. It's locked. And I'm pounding. Hello? Emergency coming. Let's go.
And it's not your wife because she doesn't poop.
Doesn't poop, so it couldn't be her.
That's right.
There's no one there. So I call her. I say, I don't know what happened. This new house, something's wrong. The locks, I'm locked out. She goes, oh, yeah, no, I put a lock on the door. And I said, to lock me out of the bathroom? She goes, well, no, it's to keep the kids out of my closet because they like to play with all the stuff and they ruin things and they rip stuff. And so this keeps them out.
You're like,
and
I'm about to rip stuff. I said, if you don't open this damn door.
I said, how am I supposed to get in there? Is there a code? Do I get access?
Do you get a key?
She's like, well, there's one key. She has a key. She's got the key.
Only one with a key?
I said, do we have like an emergency key? Because I'm about to lose it here. She's like, well, just go use the girls' bathroom. I go, that's unbelievable now.
So now you don't even get your own bathroom.
No.
Now you have the child bathroom.
Yeah.
Is it one of those toilets that's like lower?
It's a lower toilet. Which for me.
You're never going to get a key?
No, she explained to me that.
That's so sad.
I will get a key. But now it's like I'm like going to a gas station. It's like I don't want to have to use a key to use my own bathroom.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You should get one of those things where it's like a spatula, spatula attached to it and hang it up on the wall.
Every time I need to use the bathroom, I have to ask her for it. She's going to be all annoyed and be like...
Then, you know it's never going to be working. They're going to be like, sorry, out of order. Sorry,
customers only. If you work with anyone for any period of time, there are things about that person you'll probably learn to like, and then there will be things about that person that annoy you.
Why don't we do the like one?
We never thought of that. It's interesting.
Well, right, write down all the things we like.
So we do a thing on the show called Anonymous, and it's where all of us can anonymously submit things about someone on the show that annoy us. And then using voice-changing technology, we let that person hear all of the things they do. This is the longest audio file we've ever played. Great. I'm looking at it now. Right. 17 minutes long.
No, it's not.
We're not going to have time for all of this, but here are just some of the things about you that people on the show claim, and some listeners, that you do that annoy people. Vanessa, you sent in stuff? I think she did.
I did.
Johnny,
you don't like things about me?
I had to dig in my brain for something for you because I was like, I have nothing.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, right. It was
so
hard.
She's just
it
doing
Vanessa's
it for...
always the first one that delivers proofs,
well,
by the
way.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Omar, the first person you got the list from was Vanessa?
Yes, but because I didn't want to forget.
Every
single time you do this. It's because I didn't want to forget.
Yeah, she was digging in her brain.
She's responsible.
Right,
exactly.
I got it. Digging in her brain right out of the gate. We're doing Anonymous, Vanessa. Go right. Here's everything about that.
2 minutes later.
Already have a file.
All right, here we go. Let's listen, Allie. I'm sorry in advance for these, but this is how people feel.
You always bring snacks to eat in the studio, but you never share. Not all your snacks smell.
What? I have been trained to be ashamed of every snack that I bring in here, and I'm not going to share. I mean, you want me to share my banana with you? Nobody wants that. What do
I...
Is this from you, Jay?
Definitely, Jay. You can tell.
I will happily share everything with everybody. Johnny's the only one who shares snacks around here. Everyone else just kind of keeps their food to themselves.
Allie does sometimes throw up a real half-ass offer, though, because she's eating
because
something
because I know that no one wants it.
Right. It's, like, gross. She's
do you want half of this hard-boiled egg? Didn't think
oh,
so.
Oh, God.
Jake, damn it.
Here we go.
Your ADD news sometimes are too long, and then we go over time.
Well, okay. You are the reason we're late.
That's not the reason at all. We get into ADD News 5, 6, 7, sometimes 8 minutes after we're supposed to because you are late.
Well, you're still telling stories. Who's the one talking?
Who's the one droning on and on?
How you always bring the worst things to the studio. Onions, eggs, and the goddamn light's giving everybody cancer.
Okay, the light is not giving everyone cancer. That is for our mental health. And yes, I did bring in an egg and a tuna sandwich today.
Oh, God.
And
what
I made
is wrong
the tuna and I made the tuna salad on Sunday.
You may have earwax in your nose or something. This stuff stinks. You're bringing all the worst things and you do it in this tiny little studio we have to sit in together.
Yeah, but that's terrible. Those are the things that I've chosen to make. So I'm not
bet you let Jake
you.
Be a hotter lesbian than you.
Jake is a hotter lesbian than you. That
right,
is,
I accept that.
That is another thing. We're doing Anonymous with Allie. These are all things about Allie that annoy us.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
She has to hear these right now, and it's not easy for her because this is all true stuff.
How you believe Moonwater does anything other than just waste time.
It doesn't waste time. It's not a waste of time. I just fill mason jars and set them outside.
Did I mention that light?
Yes, you did mention the light.
Allie brought in a light bulb in here that is a 5,000 watt light bulb.
It's a vitamin D. It's helping us with our seasonal depression, okay?
Not helping me.
Yes, it is helping you.
So many times Klein says something, and then you say the exact same thing right after. I know you're the size of the Grand Canyon, but you also echo like it.
Okay.
Here's the proof of that. It happened just yesterday on the show. I said something, and then Allie, as if she didn't even hear me, says the exact same thing, and it happens all the effing time. Take a listen. That's my favorite thing at See's Candy. Whenever I go pick up that stuff, I always get those
coffee ones.
The chocolate covered coffee
beans.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's fake caffeine.
No.
Like, that's not
I'll
real.
Eat a couple handfuls of that stuff and I'm wired.
Or those chocolate covered coffee beans. Okay. Couple things here.
That's crazy.
Number one.
You commented on what I said.
I know. I heard you. But the thing is, I have short term memory loss.
That's like the shortest term memory loss in the middle of a sentence.
The second thing is that you and I have talked for so long, for so many years, that I feel like I know what you're going to say, and then I move on to the next thing.
You didn't know
what
I was gonna
say. I wasn't really listening to you because I thought I already knew what you were talking about.
All right. Well, we all listen to you when you tell us this story.
We get it. One time you drove Kid and Play. No need to mention it every time somebody brings up Uber, rap music, kids. No one cares.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did used to drive for Uber. And one of the first passengers I took was Kid from Kid and Play. God, did you know that?
It's like Allie's go-to story.
But he didn't have the tall hair.
It's the worst. Yes, you say it every time. No one cares.
Yeah, I didn't even realize until like halfway through the drive.
You crowbarred in.
Good story.
Good tipper.
You deliver the news, but anytime we have one follow-up to your story, it unravels faster than your cheaply made sweaters. $100 million for a birthday party? Come on. Check a fact.
You want to hear some more of these, Allie?
Not really, but you can go ahead.
Now I feel bad playing these.
You make snort noises hella randomly during meetings.
All right.
Sounds like an old truck revving up. Also, you chew with your mouth open.
God damn it.
One final one.
Though both of those are completely subconscious.
One final one.
I think that the snorting thing is a tic. I think I have Tourette's.
You have like weird pig Tourette's because we'll be sitting there and all of a sudden.
Well, I also have allergies.
Everyone's just talking about something. All of a sudden you hear.
I don't do that. I just do a. That's it. Just a little. Think... Just. Sniffing.
You cooked. Just
a strong
up? Hooked
sniff.
You hooked on the chach? Vanessa hooking you up?
God, I think I'd be a lot more entertaining if I
Yeah, you
if
sure
I was.
Would. All right, this is the last one, and then you're done.
You come into the studio with your eye infection, your poo fingers, and today we found out that you have something else medically gross with you, and you still came in. The doctor literally wants you to stay home with your grossness.
That was your official diagnosis, to stay home with your grossness. But
that's
here you are.
That's not what she said verbatim.
She shares everything minus snacks.
Hey, yeah, I'm dedicated to the show. I want to be here.
Anonymous is over. Congratulations. You succeeded.
Maybe I should have stayed home.
Should have stayed home.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.